Sono Massimo, come Sex and the Money. My father was a sex addict. My mom provided for me very well, but at times she withhold. She didn't know how to love me. She was withholding love. At a very young age, I'm an only child. I was alone most of the time. And at a very young age, I started to be in a fantasy world, you know, in my head. And that's how I was coping with the lacking of love and caring that I felt. And, you know, then I hit puberty and I discovered masturbation. And that totally made the fantasy world so much more fun. Yeah, it opened like the floodgates. You know, I wasn't doing good at school. I had ADHD, and I guess all this combination of living in a fantasy world and all that, I had the ability to stay sitting in a room looking at a book and for 2 hours and not reading a line of it because I was just in my head. During school, I was bullied. I always felt inadequate. I always felt less than. When I went to high school, I'm Italian. In Italy, high school, you can actually choose your profession. I went to hospitality school. I wanted to be a chef. I haven't done anything else in my life. And yeah, kept being bullied, always felt inadequate. It was very hard to find a girlfriend. And masturbation was rampant. It's funny because in my house there was no talk about sex. There was no pornographic material at all. So there was this weird, you know, like, it was like living a different world. That it wasn't there, and yet I was reading it because my father was a sex addict. He was sleeping with an neighbor. Finished school. Actually, while I was going to school, I was also working during the summer and during the weekends to learn their profession. And that was probably the worst thing that happened to me because at 15, I was working tight quarters, very uncomfortable kitchen with old men who all they were doing was talking about what they were doing the night before with prostitutes and their wives. And it's not a good place to be for a 15-year-old. So definitely I didn't have good directions then and there. 19, I went in the military service. I signed up to be a paratrooper and I got my head shaved and my ass kicked for a whole year. Then I went back to work and I met a girlfriend which I was with. I was not in love with her. I was with her because I didn't have anyone else. We stayed together for 4 years. I cheated on her. And then I found the new shiny woman. And I left her. And I moved on. The new shiny woman was American. And it was almost like the reason I came here. I also had a job here. That's how I moved here when I was 25. When I was living in Italy, I also, one day coming home from work with a friend, we decided it would be interesting to go see a street prostitute. I was hooked for a few years until I came here. Then when I moved here, I knew that I didn't want to do that anymore. That was probably the best thing I ever did not to try to do it here. So I was able to quit that. I came here. It was my dream. It was my dream to come to this state to have a new life, to have an opportunity, and to run away. I always been running away. And I learned in recovery I was running away from myself. Eventually I found my wife. When I came here, I started smoking weed, tried all kinds of drugs, lots of fun for a few years, and eventually I met my wife. We're together for a few years before we got married. And eventually I knew that I had to quit smoking weed because it got really a problem. I quit cold turkey and we got married. But in the meantime, I was already cheating on her. I cheated on one of her best friends. Then we had a good marriage at the beginning, decent, and then eventually we had our son. When he was 4 years old, we closed the business, and I found myself with time in my hand. I always worked my whole life, so suddenly I find myself doing nothing. And I partnered up with a friend who was a really bad influence, and I went on a bender for a year. And I went acting out like crazy. Eventually, my wife found out, and again, I was sleeping with another one of her best friends. Clearly, those are not best friends. And I got booted out of the house even before she found out, because I was really like out of my head. People were saying that they didn't really recognize me, how out of my mind I was. That's when I started recovery. I joined SAA, sister program, and I worked for 8 years in the program, very actively. I got better. And then I opened another business, and I decided I was doing okay, and I stopped going to meetings, and I stopped being actively participating in the program. And sure enough, a few years later, I hit on one of my coworkers, and we had a 2.5 years affair in Garia. My wife found out again. And it's funny because while I was having the affair, I thought, like, I'm never gonna go back to recovery. I'm done, you know, this is it, I'm gonna live my life. And the moment she busted me, I knew what I was going to do. Because I had no choice. Because I don't wanna live that life anymore. I knew this is the end of the road, and I'm committing to keep coming back until the day that I die, because I don't want any of that. And I always wanted to change what was on the outside. I need to change what is inside now. And that's the only thing I can do for myself at this point. I feel like in life I achieved all, everything I wanted to do. This is really the last bastion for me to reach. And thank you. The first round of recovery was really amazing because personally for me, that program is very hardcore compared to this. I'm not saying that this is not, but it's different. I was in rooms with pedophiles and exhibitionists and people Tom, so kind of opened my eyes to how bad the disease can be, and like how there is no end to it, there is no bottom, because you can scrape the bottom and then eventually it's not gonna be enough. You keep deeper, you go deeper and deeper, and that's what happens. And so, but this is my home. There is something different here for me, and I never found a connection to the higher power in the way I found it now. And maybe, you know, I like to say, well, it's because there are great people in the room, it's because I have a good sponsor, it's because of all those things. But it's also, I think, because I really decided to fucking let go of it, you know, to surrender, to know that I really have no power over this. And I'm 61, you know, it's about time, you know, to kind of fucking let go. And I'm tired of it. And I'm tired to always have the voices in my head. I'm tired to always, you know, having that moment, you know, I'm doing okay and suddenly I see something. It doesn't have to be a woman, it doesn't have to be something sexual. It must be a fucking reminder It could be fucking tablecloth. You know, it could be anything. And it's just like, it's there. And I'm gone. And I could be with family. I could be having fun. And I'm gone. And so, I will commit to recovery. And I'm going to finish with this. I will take any time, 100 bad days of recovery to 1 good hour of addiction. Thank you.
Thank you.